process of making, in the process of making, in the process of making something from nothing.
G'day, I'm Dave Brown, and I'm in the final stages of a four-year process of manifesting a podcast called In the Process of Making, which functions as a toolkit and roadmap for creators. I describe it as an audio documentary fabulation of fact and fiction, story, music and song that takes us into an experience of the creative odyssey of making something out of nothing. It's a podcast series of 14 episodes, and it will launch on the 7th of July 2025, with new episodes released on the 7th day of each month thereafter. So, I hope you'll join us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's a crazy topsy-turvy universe we live in. Come on, everybody, gonna have some fun. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Why should you listen? Why should you bother with this? What's the point of it? What's in it for you? Good questions. I'm Dave. Most of you won't know me, so why would my story be relevant to you? Well, we do have some things in common. I'm an average kind of human, and I figure most of you are too. That's just the way the bell graph hangs. I am an artist. What about you? Yep? No? I like to make things. No, I love to make things. And I figure you wouldn't be listening if you weren't interested in how things come to be made. So you're either an active artist or maybe even someone who would like to reconnect with their artistic instincts. Or maybe you're an educator interested in creativity. Or it could be that you just love podcasts that take you to unexpected places and keep you guessing. You know what? You know why I'm talking to you before this has even started? I guess I'm scared that no one will listen. That all the care and love and attention to detail that we've put into this might be all for nothing. That's why I need to let you know what you're up for, because then at least you'll know a little bit about what you're missing if you opt out. So did I tell you that I'm a theatre maker? Yes, I am. I've spent the last 28 years devising a repertoire of more than 40 theatre works from scratch, many of which have toured nationally and internationally, so I do have some cred. I should mention that these are professional theatre works for early childhood audiences. I often feel that people diminish the importance of the work when they hear that. But let me tell you that this sector of the arts creates some of the most inventive, inspiring, and beautiful theatre works that there are. Of course, that's the way it should be, isn't it? And I'm not going to tell you that I'm over 70 years old. I'm not going to tell you that because I'm sure it will increase the chances of you opting out. But hey, I told you anyway, didn't I? Because there's something quite beautiful about being this age and valuing the days like the precious gifts that they are. Soppy old folk stuff? Nah, it's not. An appreciation of how incredible the experience of conscious human existence is should be a part of everyone's awareness, as far as I'm concerned, whatever age you are. All I can say is that I'm a better artist now than I ever was, and that if there was ever a time worth connecting with me as a creator, it's now. So, here I am.
In the process of making something from nothing.
You're just about to enter a 14-episode experiment that documents a four-year journey that starts by us asking what happens when two artists throw caution to the wind to follow their unfettered whimsical instincts to see what wonderlands might reveal themselves in a creative process supported by seven creative principles. It's pretty clear that I read that out, so let's break it down a bit. What happens when two artists throw caution to the wind? Okay, so the two artists are me and John Bode. He's an opera singer with a wacky sense of humour, a mate of mine. So what happens when John and I follow our unfettered whimsical instincts to see what wonderlands might be revealed? So I can tell you that by the end of episode 14 of this art-making experiment, you'll know what the wonderlands are. And I can say that they're like nothing you and I could have ever preconceived. And it's a wild and unpredictable episodic ride on the way in this process of making, of stumbling into beauty we weren't looking for, of happy accidents that become revelations, of dead ends that lead to discoveries, where we end up creating this strangely beguiling, oddball odyssey of a story world that will demand our attention for another series of podcasts beyond these 14 episodes. So, that's it. That's why you should stay with this. 14 episodes of what creativity actually looks and feels like. It's not about efficiency or optimization. It's about the courage to stay in the question, to trust in the process, to value the journey as much as the destination. It's the playing out of our unquenchable interest in the problems suggested by the tasks. It's about slowing down to explore, to get lost, and to find our way back. It's about remembering that creativity isn't just about making things. It's about becoming more fully human. Because in the end, the most valuable thing we can make isn't a product or a performance. It's meaning. And meaning takes time. And so it's with excitement and trepidation that I put on my autobiographical hat and step into In the Process of Making. And you are invited.
Two journeymen without a map, a clown nose and a dunce's hat, wondering this and doing to make something of nothing.
In the Process of Making is conceived by Dave Brown and John Bode and presented by The Paper Boats. Please subscribe to our podcast and recommend it to your friends, lovers, and others, and go to our sevenwell.org website to find out more. Episodes are released on the seventh day of each month on all your favourite podcast platforms. And be watching out for Seven Well Snippets, bits and pieces of Seventological Sunshine released randomly each month on socials and available also from the website.
Long may